You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Jimmy Page, instructor of flight science at Laterno. Take a listen.
So 4 years ago, pushing five now, I came to Laterno. And the very, very sort of not the normal path. I was an airline pilot for 12 years, a successful airline career. And right about the time the industry started to take off was when I came to Laterno. But it just really was an issue of the lifestyle of an airline pilot. My wife, we have a fairly unique, a unique lifestyle. My wife and I, my wife's a physician, and so we both live very intense lives, and two young children, and I was just, I hate being away from home. So, started praying about doors to open. You know, it didn't seem like anything was really a good fit. We tried to start a business, didn't work out, and so got an email from Lauren Bittecofer about 6 months before I ended up making the decision to come to Laterno, just asking, you know, just, it was just like a spam email to all the alums, like, we really need somebody. Is anyone out there? And I looked at my wife and she looked at me and I was like, let's look into this, you know. A lot of implications, you know, a significant pay cut, a move from a place that we loved. We were living in northern Utah at the time, in a home that we loved with friends that we loved. And so there were a lot of sort of ripples effects. Of course, she's in a position that she loves. And so we were just like, okay, God, well, if this is going to work out, it's got to be perfect. We're not going to pull this trigger unless it just feels like everything is sort of in place. And so we came down for the interview. We rented two cars, left Dallas-Fort Worth in a little mini convoy. She drove down to Henderson to interview with a, at the time she was working with federally qualified health centers, which is like free clinics. And there was a position open in a small clinic in Mount Enterprise that had a clinic, they had a sub-clinic in Henderson that she was interviewing for. And I came to the interview at Laterno, and you know, one thing sort of led to another. Everything kind of fell into place, and we ended up packing up all of our things and driving two gigantic U-Haul trucks across the country to Texas. I was extremely nervous. I remember being very nervous about the classroom side of things, because that was going to be part of my responsibility, and I had flight instructed before at Laterno. I graduated from Laterno, so I was familiar with the organization. But man, the idea of being in the classroom scared me. And so when I got here, you know, that was a big part of my anxiety, getting things set up, try to understand how it worked. Like, I don't know what this is going to look like. So got started into the semester and really started to enjoy the classroom, to the point where about a year later, I remember sitting in Lauren's office, Lauren Bittecofer's office, and I was like, I really would like to have a more regular schedule. The flight instructing side of things was getting kind of complicated schedule-wise. And he's like, well, why don't you just stop flying and just be in the classroom? And I'm like, that actually sounds really good. So it was weird how the main anxiety, I really just have come to really love the classroom. I don't do any flight instruction anymore. It's just classroom work, and it's really been enjoyable. And I think innovation-wise, I'm always trying to tinker with things, failing often. So I just actually presented it at the TFO, our teaching faculty organization, about a failure that I had where I tried to use a streaming service called Twitch, which is a game streaming service, to conduct a study hall, you know, and this, nobody signed in. Nobody wants to go on Twitch to watch a faculty member talk about aviation stuff. But it's just fun stuff like that that I enjoy pushing the envelope a little bit. And I think that's one of the things that God has really, through this whole, I mean, there's so much you could talk about in just that span of 2 minutes that I explained that whole transition. But one thing that I've learned is that I have this passion for creativity in the classroom, creating curriculum, and not really doing it in sort of the normal fashion. I'm not from like an academic background, and I think that probably hinders me in some ways, but it's also a little bit of a plus in the sense that I just come at it like I come at everything else, which is just passionately and with my full sort of faculty of creativity behind it, whether it's music or other things that I do. It's always like with just total abandon, just all the way. And so that's been a blast. So I feel like my students are responding well to that. I think they think it's funny when I fail, and I think that's probably something that is actually becoming a benefit. And it comes out in their reviews, you know, sometimes you can tell they feel sorry for me sometimes in their reviews. They'll say things like, you know, Mr. Page is amazing, but he really struggles with the tech, which I find really humbling because I'm a tech guy. So like that's incredibly humbling, which is good because we all need a bit of humility. So, but overall, I think it's just standing in front of that classroom and over time, you know, as I watch them, because I teach, you know, freshman level class, and then I teach sophomore, junior, and then junior, senior level class, and I get to watch those same students and develop our relationship. You know, they come into my freshman class and they're quiet and they're scared and they're deer in the headlights, and by the time they're seniors, they're just making fun of me, you know, which is great. Like, it's not disrespectful, it's just I'm just kind of a goofball. So I would say like a highlight, I think, of the last 5 years was my Flight Science 3 class, which is a commercial ground school, commercial pilot ground school, sort of the, not really capstone, but the final ground school that they attend before they go into like flight instructing. I teach it, it's a simulcast. So I have students here, and then I have students in a remote location on a screen, and I record everything in Panopto, and a student on the remote classroom decided to cut all of the funny things that happened that semester into one sort of endless stream of my antics. And it is awesome. It's really funny to see yourself and realize how much of a dork you actually are. But I love it. I mean, I'm not gonna change, you know. I mean, maybe it's a little informal, but I think the students find it accessible. You know, still hold them to the standard, but at the same time develop that rapport, because I mean, this, and we're not in kindergarten anymore. I mean, we're, in a lot of ways, we're peers, you know. They teach me things all the time. They know more than me in certain areas, and it's not surprising to me. So, but that video was just, it made its way. It went viral in our department, you know, and I would hear it playing in offices down the hall. And I would laugh to myself as like certain parts of it came up, and I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty funny, that part, you know. And it felt like the students weren't making fun of me. It was just like this affectionate sort of, you are a goofball and we love you for it, you know? And so that was, that's probably the highlight. Yeah, so I think the thing that I would want students to walk away from, I will say this, the way that I walked away from my education at Laterno was, it was about the people, and maybe this is not, I don't know if this is good to say or not, but it's the truth. It was more about the people than the education. You know, I think about people like Lauren Bidikofer and Bruce Chase, Marty Donner, who is, you know, no longer with us, and these people that made an impact on me personally. Those things that they did paid greater dividends in my career at the airlines than the education, you know. I tell my students the airplanes fade into the background. You know, they just do, especially at the airline level. They just fade into the background. The airplanes are so automated. It's just a machine. It's sitting in the background. When it's doing its job, you're not really, it's not up there front and center. It's the people. And so that was how it was for my education as well. And that's how I hope that my students, when they walk away from their educational eternal with my impact on them, that it's also just, it's about them knowing that I care about them personally, they keep me up at night sometimes, because I care so much. But that it's more than just me holding them to the standard and making sure that they have the knowledge and making sure they meet whatever it is that we're trying to get them to meet. But it's also about the fact that I care about them as a person. And if that too, up to and including, maybe this isn't the right career for them. You know, I have those conversations with the students consistently because they ask me, "Hey, Mr. Page, why'd you leave the airlines?" Well, didn't work for me, you know? And then the obvious question, well, was it gonna work for me? Well, I don't know. Let's talk. You know, this is something you need to think about before you commit to this career path. And I would hope that they would look back and realize that I care, that I love them. It's sometimes jokingly said, but we're sitting there post-exam, the day after an exam. Maybe it didn't go well, and they're all looking like they just got kicked. And I say, you know, I love you guys. You know, I do. It's not, and that's what I want them to remember. I don't really care as much about holding the standard, even though if they earned the D, then they got the D. Like, I'm not going to change it, but I want them to know that I love them and that this is all part of sort of maturing. So, yeah, that's probably what I want them to walk away with the most.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/TV. Make sure to follow Laterno University on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.